T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can't hold us down. It's Robbie. Why would you play this song? I hate this song so much. The Fight Island song? Oh my!
You sing it all the time.
Because it's right up there with the when ESPN was going with it. Hey, you believe that we could win this fight tonight? All season during college football, nonstop. They couldn't have picked a worse song. I'm telling you. This is going to be Dolphins-Bills this weekend. Josh Allen with the football.
Nope.
Can't hold a football.
No, man. Uh-oh. Guess who's tied for the lead?
In golf?
Yep.
Who?
Roaring.
Ugh. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ESPN's Ariel Helwani joins us there. Look, Ariel, we normally have you on to talk fights, but I got to be honest with you. I just want to know if you're ready for this Dolphins ass kicking that the Bills are going to give them this weekend. Come on, man.
I mean, that was good. I needed that laugh this morning.
Listen, man, that it's a revenge game. You got Ryan Fitzpatrick, revenge game. Chan Gailey, revenge game.
From like 9 years ago? Right.
Revenge games never leave.
He's played for so many teams that if he had a revenge game all the time, they'd win the Super Bowl. He's played for 8 teams.
Yes. But by the way, I like Fitzpatrick. He was good for us. You know, it was a nice little run, and he seems like a good guy, and I love the beard. He kind of looks like Conor McGregor and all that stuff. Smart guy, seems like a great family man, but, I mean, come on, Josh Allen. You want to talk about a locomotive? You want to talk about a cannon? You want to talk about a leader? You want to talk about a guy that galvanizes the troops? We have been waiting for this for 2 decades, probably more than 2 decades at this point, like for a real team that, you know, when you're an opposing team, you look at the schedule and you see the Bills of Buffalo this coming weekend, you just write the L already. You know, it's like it's a foregone conclusion. We're winning the AFC East. That's just a done deal. How far we go in the playoffs, you know, that remains to be seen.
Wow.
But I've never been more confident about the AFC East.
He sees the Patriots down. He's cocky Bills fan now.
Hey, he needs to hit those 18-wheeler breaks like Mike Inglis. I mean, like, look, it's Buffalo, and there's a couple of teams that are like this. Buffalo, Cleveland, Dallas.
Get out of here with the Cleveland. What are you Hold talking on. About with the Cleveland?
No, let me We're finish. Let me finish.
Make the playoffs last year?
Let me finish. They are all teams that go into a season, have an excellent roster, teams, everybody gives them their just due, and then they wet the bed.
This is one of the worst takes I've ever heard in radio history. The Buffalo Bills, like the biggest loser franchise of the last 2 decades, no one has ever had any expectations for us. What are you talking about? Like, we're not on the front page of, you know, all the sports magazines and the papers and stuff like that. We're not in prime time. We don't play in any of these games. Like, they don't put us on Monday Night Football. They don't put us on Thursday Night Football. We're the Buffalo Bills. No one wants to play for Buffalo, except for now. Things have changed. Finally,
there's
no expectations.
I think you guys had to give Mario Williams like a gazillion dollars to go up there, and you had him for a couple of years.
Yeah, that worked out really well. But let's talk about my guy, Stephon Diggs. That's right, the man. What do you have? Nine catches last week, eight catches.
Ariel, like you really feel like Josh Allen though, like you a locomotive as you call him. You really trust this man throwing the football?
100%. You know, it's funny. I saw a play that Lamar Jackson did last week where he, you know, he kind of got rid of the football. It was like, I don't know, flea flick or whatever the heck it was, a lateral. And if that was Josh, you know the play I'm talking about, right, when he was scrambling. And if that was Josh Allen who did it, everyone would have made fun of him. Everyone would have called him an idiot. Everyone would have said he can't protect the football, this stuff. The guy is always targeted. Meanwhile, if you look at his stats last week, he had an incredible game. Yeah, okay, he missed the one dude in the end zone. Okay, big deal.
By a lot.
Okay,
missed?
Okay,
he was the only guy on the screen on my television.
Oh, great. And what happened at the end? They got the W. Like, what are we talking about? Like, is he not – okay, so is he not allowed to make a mistake? So what's the problem?
We're not bad-mouthing him.
I'm bad nothing.
Tell me right now. Would you rather have Josh Allen or would you rather have Fitzpatrick?
Well,
Josh Allen.
I mean, I'd rather have Josh Allen
than Baker Mayfield at this point.
I'm looking with Fitzpatrick. We don't know what we're going to get. The thing that you have to be worried about is Fitzpatrick was terrible last week, which means he's due for a good game next week. That's how he rolls.
Would you rather have Josh Allen or Tua?
Oh, that's not even close. Tua.
Wait.
It's not even close.
Crazy. You're not.
You're crazy.
If you say Tua and say Miami and say anything negative, people are gonna come get you.
Let me tell you something, Errol. This is going to be your only year to win the AFC East because once Tua takes over, if he doesn't rally them this year by week four, you're never gonna win it again. It's gonna be an incredible run.
What are they waiting for, by the way? If he's so great, what are they waiting for?
There was no preseason. You know this the way the football teams work. Just let him feel it out.
Girl playing. Joe Burrow's out there doing it. Let him walk out there.
He's
got no choice.
He didn't have a Fitzpatrick. They were just like, Andy Dalton, we're done with you. They were tired of having him around. Like, just give Tua a couple weeks just to kind of smell the rose a little bit. So, you know, let him know where to put his helmet when he gets to the field. He's going to be rolling by week four.
Man, you know, it's so funny. I just stumbled upon this great stat right here. Josh Allen at 24 years young had 312 passing yards with no interceptions in week one. Last season, two QBs under the age of 24 had 300-plus passing yards and no picks in week one. You know what? You know who those people are? Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, okay?
Didn't he fumble it twice?
I don't care. No interceptions. That's besides the point.
Let's talk about something we can agree on here. You talked to our lovable little point guard down here, Goran Dragic. You had him on your podcast,
which people can get now. What a mensch. What an incredible get that guy is. He is such a nice man. Wow, I was blown away.
He is adorable and he is an assassin. How did you enjoy talking to Goran?
Oh my God. First of all, for the past year or so, you know, I primarily cover mixed martial arts, and I would notice on Twitter, he would like a lot of my tweets related to MMA. I was like, what? Goran Dragic is an MMA fan? You know, some guys, they talk about it a lot. Some guys, they don't. I didn't know he was. So I just kind of kept that in my back pocket. And then obviously they're on this great run. And there's such a – I mean, you will hear no criticism from me about the Miami Heat. And this coming from, you know, a lifelong Knicks fan, less so these days. Nothing really to be a fan of. I just have so much respect for that franchise and that team and what they built. I said, hey, you know, this was the day of game one. I said, would you like to come on the show and talk about the run and also your love of MMA? The guy, I DM'd him. The guy responded to me, no joke, in 3 seconds. And he's like, yes, I would love to. He's like, if we win tonight, I'll do it tomorrow. And then they won. And he was the leading scorer, 29 points. And I DM'd him again maybe at 11 p.m., so like an hour after the game, an incredible game, what a block by Bam. And he responds back to me again in like 3 seconds. He's like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. And he was such a joy. Like off camera, he was great, wanting to talk about MMA. I'm a fan of that guy. And I was a fan before I even knew he was an MMA fan before I talked to him. I just love his style. I love the way he plays. I love the fact that he was relegated to the bench. And he told me yesterday he was annoyed about that, but he didn't let it, you know, affect him. And now look what he's doing in the playoffs, and he's such an important part of their run right now. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
What was your favorite fight thing that he brought up to you?
I love the fact that he's a longtime Mirko Krokop fan because, you know, sometimes
wow.
You hear guys, I'm an MMA fan, and he's like, okay, Conor McGregor, they're just sort of surface. This guy's been watching for years. He told me that, you know, he first got into it via Mirko Krokop, who's Croatian. You know, obviously, Goran is from Slovenia, and it's all, you know, the Balkans and all that, and Krokop was the man back in the day. So once he said Krokop as his introduction into the fight game, I was like, okay, this guy's legit. And then we're like talking about upcoming fights, and this weekend there's Colby Covington against Tyron Woodley. He's talking to me about Nico Price against Donald Cerrone and Angela Hill and Michelle Watterson last week. Like, the guy knows his stuff, and he says he goes out of his way to watch all the big fights, the pay-per-views. Yeah, that's really cool, man. I didn't think. He also told me Myers Leonard is a big fan as well, so I love hearing that. You know, the coolest thing about getting to cover some games this year for me was going to the games and then seeing who's a big fan. Like, Michael Malone, the coach of the Nuggets, is a big fan. Billy Donovan is a big fan. Like, who would have thought these guys? Steven Adams, big fan. So it's really cool to see who are the quasi-closet fans, if you will.
Well, before we get you out of here, man, I guess we'll do it off with one fight thing. What is the most interesting thing you think about this main event, Colby versus Woodley, as far as going? I know it's a lot later than we hoped it would be, but we're finally getting it this weekend.
Oh, that's it? You raised the white flag about the Bills and Dolphins. You don't want any more of this heat.
I don't feel like you really believe in Josh Allen. You're coming up with, you know, lunatic
really?
Stats.
You ignore his.
Have you ever jumped through a table? Have you ever done Bills Mafia jumping through a flaming table?
Can I be honest with you right here and now? I'm not a big fan of Bills Mafia. I don't like the name. I don't like the whole persona. Like, to me, that was when they were losers in the 2000s and they needed something to get excited about. Like, I'm Cornelius Bennett. I'm Bruce Smith. I'm Thurman Thomas. I'm Daryl Talley. I'm Jim Kelly. I'm Marv Levy. That's my era. I'm Kenneth Davis. Like, that's the team that I grew up loving in Orchard Park. Not these bozos wearing Zubaz pants and jumping through flaming tables. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, let's grow up, guys. We're supposed to be a class organization now. We're not supposed to be the butt of the joke anymore. So that's not my thing.
Wow, you got all serious.
He's a highfalutin Bills fan.
That's right.
Ariel, what part of Canada are you from?
I'm from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So when I grew up in the early 90s, you know, we would only get, you know, we'd get CBS and Fox, obviously, and we'd get the one game. There was no Sunday ticket. So the Bill, like, you know, they were the best team, and obviously they were the nearest team to us. So that's how I really, you know, grew up loving them.
Right. My wife's from Sherbrooke.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is random. Actually, have we talked about this?
No.
Nope.
I go up there to those Severn waterfalls. Got to tell you, not a fan of the woods.
What?
Yeah, no.
I'm a city guy.
I'm more of a city guy. Yeah, right. I'm more of a city guy myself.
Walking around in the woods.
I love Miami. South Beach is a great place. I mean, it's still Buffalo, New York, let me tell you.
Totally.
Yeah, we've had some great memories over there. Pro player, Joe Robbie, I don't know what you call it these days, Hard Rock, this, that. I mean, we've had some great memories in the playoffs, Emery and all that stuff. It's been a great run. I hope you guys can pick it up. It'd be nice to have you up there with us. You know, maybe this year, you know, you'll compete with the Jets for fourth place. It'll be nice. It'll be fun.
It's very impressive for you to beat Adam Gase. He's the worst coach in the league.
Yeah, we could start talking maybe in a couple of years about you guys competing against us at the top. But yes, Covington and Woodley's a great fight, 2.5 years in the making. It's unfortunate that we didn't get it 2 years ago. I think it would have been a better fight, but like, rarely do you get a grudge match like this where you have two guys who despise each other. And there's some other backdrop stuff to the fight as well, which is obvious, which I think elevates it. And then the whole card, the main card, is I think the best, you know, fight night one of the year, with that guy Khamzat Chimaev returning against Gerald Merchard and Donald Cerrone and Nico Price and Mackenzie Dern and Randa Marcos, Kevin Holland. So it's a fun card. I am very much looking forward to it on Saturday. You know, a lot of these cards, sometimes they kind of blend together because they're on every single weekend. This one, in my opinion, sticks out and is worth watching.
Well, check it out, and check out Ariel's interview with Goran Dragic. It's on his new podcast, and I'm sure it's fantastic because Goran.
Don't lose
fantastic.
This week. Do not lose.
Yeah, do not lose. Don't, if it's Pat, if
it's watch listen, it beforehand.
We're calling you back if it's Pat. If Fitzpatrick gives you the business, we're calling you back. I'm letting you know right now.
I love the lack of enthusiasm. Let me tell you something right now. You can ban me from ever appearing on this show if Fitzpatrick gives us the business. I mean, what does that even mean? What is that, like,
yeah, everybody like, knows what giving the business means. Like, you know it when you know it. You know it. You know it. You know it when you know it.
Hey, all right.
27-14 Buffalo.
Hit the bricks, Helwani.
And a score?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Right.
Hit the bricks. Get out of here.
I'm out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.